All right, let's talk about the eclipse today.
Yes.
Because today is the day
that the moon will pass in front of the sun.
It's a total eclipse of the sun today.
Yeah, so everybody's pretty pumped about this. This happens once every so often. The next time that this is going to occur in North America is 2044, 20 years from now. So that's why today is such a big deal.
August 23rd, 2044. Now, the next total solar eclipse will only cross over 3 states with its totality.
Really?
That's why this one is so special, because it's going from Mexico all the way to Maine, right across North America. So, but the next one is August 23rd, 2044.
So take the time today. If you have the glasses, if you have a welder's mask that meets, you know, is up to snuff.
That's the screen.
Make sure you step outside and enjoy the solar eclipse, because this is a rare occurrence that not everybody gets to see in their lifetime.
You may not know this, but animals in the zoo are watched and they've gotten information about the eclipse at the zoo. Gorillas will march all together and line up to be let into their housing. Flamingos will gather in a big old pack around their babies so that the babies aren't hurt.
Okay, good.
Giraffes are freaking out. They're running around their enclosures. They have to be calmed down. Once the sun comes back out, the giraffes settle down at the zoo.
The gorillas march in a line. The elephants play a drum.
Yep.
And the tigers do a seance.
And they say that bears... Bears could care less. They don't care. They're sleeping through it all anyhow. They think it's time to go to bed.
Good, good.
We're not talking about the Chicago Bears, are we here? No. Bears in the zoo.
So there's all this information. You probably knew that animals act funny during the course of the solar eclipse, but that leaves out the fact that we are animals and we do weird things when the eclipse comes around as well. So here are some fun stories, some weird stories that are happening today because a solar eclipse is happening.
Such as skydiving. An astronomy teacher is skydiving during today's eclipse. Why? I don't know. He's from Hoffman Estates, just down the street from us. And apparently he plans to skydive during the solar eclipse. It's going to be dark.
But...
What are you going to see that you can't see on the ground?
That's
you're going to be looking straight down versus up.
Okay, so we're going to have totality here for...
4 minutes.
4 minutes.
At 2:05.
He's hoping to get at least triple that, because when you're skydiving, apparently you get to see it longer. The man's name is Tyler Mitchie, and Mitchie is trying to witness the eclipse for 10 to 12 minutes rather than our 4 minutes here on Earth.
Now, Delta is offering 2 flights today, and they are going to fly an exact path of the totality from Mexico to Maine, and you get 2 pairs of glasses with your fee to get on the plane. And Delta's pilot says it's an honor. What he's going to do is to make sure that both sides of the plane can see. He's going to tilt the wings for a few minutes this way, he's going to bank this way for a couple of minutes. So the plane's going to be rocking back and forth so people can look out the window.
If you have a window seat on that plane and you've got people like climbing over the top of you like, hey, let me see out the window.
Ryan, Delta's never on time. It's going to be not going to happen.
Oh,
I apologize.
Man.
Lord, that's just not right. Lord, I apologize.
A 105-year-old Fort Worth, Texas man, Laverne Beiser, is preparing for his 13th. Solar eclipse. Beiser has traveled across the U.S. to witness celestial events. His daughter, Carol, says he feels a deep connection with the universe during eclipses, so he's trying to feel that deep connection once more, because the next one, again, in North America won't be for 20 years.
And also, 300 couples plan to get married at 2:05 today when there's an eclipse across the country.
Go into the chapel.
And it's going to be awfully dark. That's all I can say. But 300 people, that's how they're going to remember. That's the day they got married. So, that's kind of cool.
Hey, one last safety tip before we're done talking about the eclipse this time around. Make sure that your glasses have an ISO thing on the side of them so you still have eyes after 2 o'clock today. We want you to have eyes here at 95.3 The Bull. So get the stuff that protects those peepers.
And again, the welder's helmet, if you're using that, just make sure the screen is 12, rated 12 or 14. 14 is actually better. There's different ratings of screens for darkness.
Yeah.
They say 12, 13, 14's best if you can get anything with 14 on
it. How can you tell how it's rated?
I don't know. There's a number on the side of the screen. Somehow you got to look at it.